الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. In the preceding verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed 40 nights for Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to come to Mount Tur and to spend these nights in total devotion to ibadah, worship. Here we see in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions 40 nights and not 40 days. So the night is mentioned and not the day. Mufassirin mention, they say the reason why the night is mentioned, لِأَنَّ أَلَذَّ الْمُنَاجَاتِ يَقَعُ فِي اللَّيْلِ. They say the sweetest kind and form of communication that happens to be between the abd, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah himself, generally occurs to happen in the hours of the night. That is why Allah mentions 40 nights. A person experiences a different kafiyah, a different level of enjoyment during his munajat, his communication with Allah during the hours of the night. So this is why Allah mentions 40 nights. And then after these 40 nights Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had spent in Mount Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the Tawrah, the Kitab. And now Musa comes to his people. So the ni'mah of the Kitab is mentioned in the current verse, where Allah says, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. That remember, when we gave Musa alayhi salatu wa salam the Kitab, the book, and the criterion of right and wrong, al-Furqan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you can become rightly guided, so that you may find your guidance. And remember when we gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the Kitab. The Kitab here in the Quran refers to At-Tawrah. Allah gave Musa the Tawrah. What else did Allah give Musa? Allah gave Musa Al-Furqan. Al-Furqan, the criterion of right and wrong. What does Al-Furqan refer to? In Quran, in the language of Quran, Al-Furqan signifies something that separates the truth from falsehood. Al-Furqan signifies something that separates the haq from batil, the truth from falsehood. So here in this context, it could refer to one of two things. One is it could refer to the Kitab, the Torah itself, because the Torah had twin qualities. Together with it being the Kalam, or the book, the divine book from the side of Allah, the Kitab, the Torah, is also al-fariq bayn al-haq wal-batil. It also separates the truth from the falsehood. So Al-Furqan could refer to the Torah itself. The second meaning, possible meaning that could be given for the word Al-Furqan, it could refer to the Sharia. Remember Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his people, the Bani Israel, they had differences over many, many matters, many issues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the Kitab and he gave them the Sharia. The Sharia now will separate the truth from falsehood. It will show them what is haq. So Allah says that, listen, O Bani Israel, if you were to follow the Kitab and the Sharia, Allah says you would become rightly guided. You will find your guidance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And remember when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلِ. Indeed you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf. Indeed you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf. Now what do you do? Make tawbah. فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ. Now turn to Allah in repentance. Here we see in verse number 51, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to Mount Tur, Allah says his people during that time they began to worship the calf. In verse number 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them after that. But of course we know that forgiveness comes after tawbah. Allah wouldn't forgive shirk just like that. Allah will forgive shirk if they make sincere tawbah. So the details of that tawbah is mentioned in the current verse. And that is where Allah says that now after worshipping the calf, you have to make tawbah. How do you make tawbah? The first thing Allah mentions, make sincere tawbah, turn to Allah in repentance. And then the second mode of offering repentance is, فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Slay yourselves. Slay yourselves. In other words, those people from the Bani Israel who did not worship the calf, they should execute those people who worship the calf. By doing so, then only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their tawbah, accept their repentance. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then Allah forgave them. Fataba alaykum. After complying with the command of Allah, Allah says, Allah forgave them. Fataba alaykum. Innahu, remember, listen. Allah, He is At-Tawwab, He is Ar-Rahim. He is the most forgiving, He is the most merciful. From here, there is a lesson for all of us that whatever the sin be, whatever the crime be, we should never lose hope, we should never become despondent, we should never despair in the mercy of Allah. Look, after they have made shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still forgave them after they offered that sincere repentance of theirs. So whatever the sin be, we make sincere tawbah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. We have already done Babu Tawbah, the chapter of tawbah in Riyadu Salihin. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.